This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to James Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Christina Hughes, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Last name is Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several thousand pages of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old female, height 6 foot 2 inches tall, weight 371 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 23rd of 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle failed to yield, hitting the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a Dodge Caravan minivan, period. This automobile accident reactivated her prior neck and low back pain, period. She had immediate pain in her neck and low back, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing neck and low back pain, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It lasts approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion as well, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that she was seen at Union Hospital, x-rays and medicines prescribed, period. Later, she was seen by her orthopedic specialist, who did additional radiographic studies. She was seen there several times over a period of month, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Lifting greater than 10 pounds, comma. Turning her neck quickly, comma. Housework, comma. Yard work, comma. Standing over 10 minutes, comma. Running, comma. Sleep, comma. Sitting in a car greater than 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include Percocet, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, gabapentin, comma, statins, comma, a blood thinner, comma, insulin, comma, and blood pressure medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for neuropathy, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, blood factor deficiency for clotting, comma, diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, and vasculitis, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Percocet since this automobile accident, as well as a different muscle relaxer and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured her low back in 2012. She does have hereditary spinal stenosis and scoliosis that causes low back pain, period. This automobile accident aggravated her pain by approximately 50%, period. She did have back pain prior to and at the time of this automobile accident, but this accident significantly aggravating it, making it 50% worse, period. The patient was under treatment for her low back at the time of this automobile accident, period. She states her range of motion is approximately 60% worse after this accident, period. Nope, new paragraph. Neck pain. Let me rephrase that. Prior neck problems reveal that she injured her neck with a pinched nerve in approximately 2013 period. There was no specific injury. However, the pain just started at that time period. Her pain continued on an ongoing basis, and it was minimal for the last couple years in the neck region up until this automobile accident period. The pain in her cervical region is 50% worse after this automobile accident period. Her loss of range of motion is unchanged as a result of this auto accident period. The patient had a fracture in her upper spine due to a slip injury on or about 2013 period. It healed without problem period. The patient has a history of a left knee meniscus tear period. She had two meniscus tears in her right knee period. She had compression compartment syndrome of her left leg on two occasions period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 2017 where she injured her chest as well as her right breast period. This healed after approximately 6 months without any permanency period. She had another automobile accident approximately 4 years ago without any permanency period. The patient has not had had any work injuries period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals upper spinal fracture due to a slip injury on or about 2013. She had meniscus surgery on her left knee as well as two for her right knee period. She had compression compartment surgeries times two period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is disabled due to spinal stenosis and scoliosis period. This was also contributed by her clotting factor deficiency, as well as anxiety and depression, period. New paragraph. As I mentioned, I reviewed several thousand pages of medical records. Would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N, that's Madsen Orthopedics and Spine, note, August 29th, 2019, states patient has pain in the low back with swelling and a lump, period. Patient also injured in auto accident July 23rd in head-on collision, period. Went to Union ER on July 24th, and they took x-rays and told her nothing wrong, period. Pain continued, so she went to regional ER on August 13th, period. On physical examination, abnormalities were noted and documented. Impression one, recent blunt trauma, comma, motor vehicle accident, period. Two, post-traumatic cervical radiculopathy and lumbar radiculopathy, period. Radiographic study, CT of the lumbar spine and CT of the cervical spine, September 9th, 2019. Relate chronic changes as described above, period. No evidence of acute fracture or malalignment, period. Terre Haute Regional Hospital Emergency Department, August 18th, 2019, states that the patient is a 40-year-old female who complains of left-sided neck pain radiating to her left scapula ever since she has been talking vehicle accident 1 month ago, which was worked up at Union with cervical and thoracic spine films, period. Emergency room report from Union Hospital, Terre Haute, dated July 24th, 2019, states 40-year-old female presents to the ED with complaint of MVA, period. Patient was involved in an MVA yesterday afternoon. Car was totaled, period. Complaining of neck and upper back pain, period. Abnormalities were noted and documented on physical examination, period. They discussed the normal x-ray findings of the cervical and thoracic area, period. Her diagnoses were 1 MVC, number 2 neck sprain strain, neck sprain slash strain, and number 3 back pain, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records as documented above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 23rd, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number 2, thoracic trauma, comma, pain and strain, period. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. The above 3 diagnoses, although they pre-exist, this automobile accident, they were all aggravated by the automobile accident of July 23rd, 2019, period. The patient's thoracic trauma and pain has significantly improved, but she continues to have pain and disability referable to the cervical and lumbar region as a result of the automobile accident of July 23, 2019, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, and this was certainly partially contributed to by this automobile accident of July 23, 2019, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses as it relates to this automobile accident would be ongoing medication at an estimated cost of $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient is presently in physical therapy for her low back. An estimated cost of additional therapy would be $1,500, period. Some additional back injections at an estimated cost of $2,000 would be warranted, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A back brace at a cost of $250, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A special therapeutic bed would certainly help her condition at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history from the patient, comma, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.